coloring and so forth, and they make things and put them on the wall with their names on them.
Mm-hmm.
They might make little bracelets. I mean, there's several things that they do just to keep themselves busy.
So they ever watch the baseball game on the TV?
Not in our childcare room.
Not there, yeah.
Just here for the video.
Right.
But there is one in the wives.
In the wives area, yeah.
Sometimes, but they're excellent, well-behaved children. I mean, they're really unusually behaved. I can't believe how well-behaved these children are.
Well, that's great.
Very well disciplined. We don't have any problems at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just very, very smart children.
What kinds of toys do the socks provide? You indicated some small things like, you know, cards or so forth. Do they provide some board games or?
Oh yeah, there's board games. There's
for little kids, like they have those little hammer benches or.
Yeah, there's little bowling games and. Like I say, they make puzzles, they play cards, the little ones, and they have little toy boxes that they can, you know, insert into each other, you know, little things.
Mm-hmm.
There's several little games that the little ones play with. You know, they have like little tiny balls, and they can throw those back and forth. And they, you know, sometimes they just kind of sing a few songs, or they just kind of.
Do you have a cassette player to play music or something?
No, we don't have a cassette player, but, you know, sometimes we play games with them to pass the ball around, and
yeah.
Who's ever left with the ball, you know, is the winner, pass the ball around.
I'm in the music business, and we make kids cassettes. I was going to say, geez, maybe I should give you some cassettes to play in case
that would be good.
They want to hear Raffi or somebody
mm-hmm,
like that.
Sure.
So we do his records.
Mm-hmm.
When you volunteer at Dana-Farber, do you work with kids or do you do another area like that?
I volunteer on Tuesdays for 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I register patients when they come into the lobby, the main
yes.
lobby.
Yes, okay.
Answering the phone, directing patients to where they have an appointment. I have a master sheet at which time I will tell them where their appointment is, if it's in radiology or if it's adult clinic, or children do come in, they come through there. And for their appointments, but I basically am.
No, I know what you mean by the front desk there. There's usually two volunteers there, it seems like.
Yeah.
To me, I didn't know if you worked up in the clinics, which.
No, I don't work at the clinics
right.
at all, but I escort patients to clinics on occasion.
Sure. Rosemary Lawnborg works on Tuesdays, too, I guess.
Isn't she the nicest person?
She's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a Red Sox connection there, as there is with the Jimmy Fund in general, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, she is the nicest person I think I've ever met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
But that's what I do on Tuesday. I answer the phone and.
Right. I just wondered, you know, if there was another kids connection there, other than that the whole organization is oriented towards.
No. I've been doing this since I retired because I used to bring a friend of mine for her treatments, and I had a lot of time to spare, and I questioned about volunteering, perhaps in the coffee.
Right.
But they asked me if I would do this, so that's what I do.
Sure. Well, that's, I mean, people that know the run of the area, that's helpful information.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will a lot of kids not stay for the whole game in there? I don't know, you know, I would imagine.
It varies, but they usually stay for the whole game unless the mother had to leave for an appointment or so forth, but they usually generally do stay for the whole game. They don't always get there at the time of game time.
Right.
But generally speaking, they stay, and then we stay 15 minutes after the game.
Right, just to make sure everybody's been picked up. And so.
It varies because if you're not in a rush to leave because of the traffic, I park my car. I have a place to park my car.
How do you know how many of you should come in on a given day? Or you just
have a schedule for the whole month.
I see, okay, yeah.
It's made out. Once a month.
Right.
And the one that's really in charge of this all is her name is Marcita Thompson.
Oh, I've heard of her someplace before, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So the families of visiting teams, I know there's a wives center over underneath over by that side of the field. I guess that's a different area.
Well, they're not allowed to come into our
right.
family room.
Yeah, they have their own area, I guess.
I guess the children must be signed out. It's no later than 20 minutes after the conclusion of each game. I think that's what it is. I think it would be 20 minutes after.
15 seemed kind of quick, yeah, because the fathers obviously have to take a shower and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah, but the mothers are there then to care for them.
Sure.
We can probably, it's approximately 20 minutes after the conclusion, I think, of each game.
Right.
But if it was real crowded and there was, you know, there was some problems or they were finishing up on a video, I would say, you know, it can vary.
Are you close enough to the actual locker room that you can hear people shouting in there or anything?
No.
Like that? It
no.
must be further back in. Cause
yes, it is.
You wouldn't want to have the kids hear some of the things that they probably say in there
no,
once in a while.
No, we don't hear anything. Because generally speaking, the air conditioner is on.
Yes, yeah.
So well, you don't really hear much.
Right, that's probably good. So the mother might come back once or twice, depending on how young the child is or something, during the course of the game and just say hi. And
yeah, they have to sign with where their seat is.
Sure.
The seat number,
yep,
and the row number in case of an emergency.
Right. Does that happen very – it couldn't have happened
no,
too often.
No.
Yeah, I know an usher had a problem a few weeks ago. Had a cardiac arrest, sort of, but he was saved by the EMTs, which was – very good news.
Oh, good.
For everybody. But that's good. I mean,
but the children are very well behaved.
Yeah, you mentioned that before. That's you know, it's not necessarily surprising. It's but it makes it life easier for you, I guess.
And they seem to be very bright for their age.
Yeah.
Well adjusted, bright.
It's going to be tough with your father traveling on the road half the year and so forth, but
very, I mean, and the wives are very cooperative.
Yep.
And I mean, that's about all I can really
say. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to get inside personal information. Obviously, I'm trying to find out about the nature of the work and, mm-hmm, you know, the different jobs that people do around the park and mm-hmm so forth, because I'm not trying to get into.
You're writing a book, aren't you?
Stuff. Yeah, it's a project basement of Fenway.
No.
Did you know that?
No.
A lot of people didn't know that. Way up at the front, right underneath the ticket office, if you look.
Oh.
Next time you're in, there's actually a bowling alley with video games and even pool tables in there.
Oh.
Which is, you know, I mean, some of the older kids.
Special shirt.
Uh-huh.
Red Sox shirt.
That has a child care provider written on it or
no,
something?
No,
that's
just where our name tag is with our photo.
Yes, okay.
So,
so your uniform, so to speak, is that you wear a Red Sox shirt, like, as the ushers wear special shirts and so forth.
It's a red shirt, and it has, like, navy trimming.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back it says Majestic. I don't know what, that's just the logo, but
yeah,
it also says Boston All-Star Game 99 on it.
For this year, yeah.
Yes, yeah, for this year.
How many years have you been doing this for now?
This is my third year.
Third year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, did it just have a normal Red Sox logo?
Yes.
The shirt, yeah.
But this year it has that.
The All-Star Game, yeah. Next year they'll probably go back to the original.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And it always hasn't, they haven't always had this service. I think it's only been in effect, I'd say maybe 6 years.
Well, I know at the time Roger Clemens was with the Red Sox, he made a very big point about how the team wasn't doing enough for the families of the players, and so he actually might have had as much to do with it as anybody.
Yeah.
I wonder do you have any idea what the room was used for beforehand?
It was probably used for the wives to congregate before a game.
Yeah, probably the same general purpose, but not having a special kids' room, too.
Right, and we have, you know, two phones, and I'm trained in CPR. And,
mm-hmm.
And
so you could call EMT or security or, I mean, basically call anybody you needed. Yeah.
Sure, I mean, if it was a real emergency, I'd call 911. But
right.
Also, you know, we have physicians available if we needed them.
Well, they're not far away. They're just on the other side of the wall,
right,
almost.
But like I say, we can handle things.
Sure.
Once in a while, a Band-Aid or something.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, and I figured to get a cut once in a while. But
you know, we have all that available.
Sure. What's the most popular activity for the kids?
The most popular?
Yeah. Watching videos?
Well, we don't like them to be in front of a video all the time.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's good for them. It's not, you know, they don't learn that much. I mean, they do learn, but it's not getting their mind to to react. Depending on the age group, a lot of them like to play checkers.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and there's a game called Clue, C-L-U-E.
Oh, I know that one, yeah.
Yeah, they play that. They like that. And they like to cut out things and post things on the wall. And we have all the children's photos on a little tree.
Oh, great.
And there are a few that have allergies, and that's listed as well with their photo and their name. So we can, you know, relate to that with all their names. And on that tree, I would say, I don't know exactly, but I would say there's probably 30 photos of the children.
The people, kids that are potential.
Whatever you call them. Some of them are injured, so they're not on site. And,
some of them don't live in the area either, I'm sure.
Some of them have been traded, so they're not. But the family tree, it's a family tree with all the children's photos. You should come and see it sometime.
Yeah, I'll try to.
Before you do this.
I will try to do that and maybe take a photograph or something like that, if with permission, of course.
Yeah, that would be probably Marcita.
Yes, yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that... do you have a phone number, if there was anything?
My own phone number.
No. Also, they bring in a tray of fruit, fresh fruit.
Very good. And fruit juices, too?
Well,
you have those available?
Well, we have available in the refrigerator.
In the refrigerator, right.
And we don't like to give the children too many drinks that have a lot of caffeine or sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of young kids don't necessarily like those unless they got brought up with them.
Right.
I mean, I've seen mothers and... ask you whether more of the kids are, say, in the 1 to 5 age or more in the 6 to 10, or is it kind of evenly?
It's evenly distributed depending on the day.
Yes, of course.
You know, if it's a school day or if it's a night game or a day game or if it's like the all-star break, some of them went to their regular homes. And
you probably don't have too many kids there. You probably have more kids there for a day game than a night game, I would guess.
But you never know. You just have to wait and see who's there, because you never know if you're going to have one child or 10 children or 15.
Sure.
So it varies. It's hard to say. That's why we have to be prepared with the staff of 4.
Is it evenly distributed between boys and girls? It should be, but maybe not.
I think that, if I had to say it, I think there's more boys that come than girls.
Yeah. Well, it may be that they're just more interested or something. Or just could be the distribution.
The wives sign the child in and sign the child out. We have a book.
Do most of the wives actually go up and watch the game, or do sometimes they sit for extended periods of time?
I think that most of them do watch the game.
Yeah.
They can come to the game.
Sure. Otherwise, they wouldn't come in the first place, probably, if they weren't that interested. Mm-hmm. I talked to one of the car parkers.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got people that sometimes will just show up in the third inning, I guess.
Right, and you never know who's going to come.
Right.
I mean, they don't tell you they're going to come the next day. Or they'll say, well, maybe we'll see you tomorrow. But if they have visitors, their parents are visiting from out of town, they may do something else, or they may come to the game, or the grandparents might stay home and take care of the children while the wives came. So it varies.
I'm actually kind of impressed that there are so many kids, and therefore wives that come, because you think these people actually live, their primary homes are all over the country.
But a lot of the wives stay with their husbands during